We're on Kuf Hei Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara is continuing the She'ela. If you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, can you make up the Kiddush? And we said there's two different possibilities. One is that it's a Tashlumim. And therefore, if you weren't Chayiv in Kiddush Friday night for some reason, then you wouldn't make it up for sure. Or it's that you can make Kiddush sometime during Shabbos. You have to make Kiddush. If you didn't make it Friday nights, you make it during the daytime. If you weren't Chayiv Friday nights, there's a Chiyuv to make Kiddush sometime on Shabbos. But that's the Shaila. Shaila is there such a thing? Can you make Kiddush at any other time except Friday night? Covered Yom or covered Laila, covered Yom Kodim. If you have something, look at the Rashbam. Covered Yom or covered Laila, Ein lo Yayin Harbe Lesuda. If you only have, what's it called, special food, or you don't have a lot of wine, and you want to know when should you drink it, and when should you eat these foods? Should you eat them Friday night, or eat them, save them for the next day, and eat them during the daytime? So the Hagalacha is, so the Hagalacha is that Kovid Hayom is more Choshev. Hayom, mitnei shekiddush hayom kodem lekoved yom. But if you only have one kos, so you shouldn't save it for the next day, then you make kiddush at night, because kiddush hayom is more important than kovid hayom. Kovid Shabbos is only Shabbos is more to the daytime than the night, because it says what's it called yom by all the sudas of Shabbos, and where else does it say yom? I don't remember. But Kovid Hayom is more important. Okay, but if you only have one kos, so you're only going to drink wine either at night and make Kiddush on it, or you'll save it for the next day and you'll be able to, what's it called, drink it. It's Kovid Hayom. Kiddush Hayom is more important than Kovid Hayom. Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush Halayla. Right? Kiddush Hayom means Kiddush Friday night. Shemekadshinus Hayom Malakos, called Kiddush Hayom, Mekadish the Yom. It's not Kiddush during the day, it's Kiddush on the day. But that's Kiddush at night. Kiddush Halayla, Shemekadshinus Hayom Malakos, Belayla Kodim Lekavad Yom. That takes precedence over Onig Shabbos during the day, which is more important than Onig Shabbos during the night. Shalom Yishta also Ben Tresuda, Eliyakadish Bo Belayla Kodim Achila. And therefore, if you only have one kos, use it Friday night for Kiddush. Don't save it the next day for what's it called for to eat in the middle of the meal. Where it says, the Isa, and if the halacha is that you could make Kiddush in the daytime, right, full Kiddush, then why not save the kos, make Kiddush in the daytime, and use it also for only Shabbos in the daytime? So you'll be making two things, whereas if you use it for Kiddush halayla, you're not going to have covered yom at all. You'll have two things if you save it for the next day. No. You could make Kiddush the whole day. But Lamaisa, the ikker of making Kiddush is when Shabbos comes in. So you're going to miss that ikker Kiddush if you save it for the next day. The ikker Kiddush, bismano, is more important than saving it for later, doing it in a second slot time, and having also covered Hayom. Rashbam. Kiddush Hayom, Kiddush Halayish, Mekadosh Hayom, Alakos, Belayla, Kodem, Lekovid Yom. Shol Yishta, also, Be'em, Tzesuda, Likadosh, Bo, Belayla, Kodem, Achila. Belevet, Beitarite, Kiddush Hayom, Behavi, Nomi, Kovad Hayom, Tzas. Afal, Pisha'ena, Besoch, Hasuda. So here the Rashbam says that the Iker Kovad Hayom is not the wine that you drink before the meal, but the wine you drink in the meal. But the wine you drink before the meal also has some amount of kovad hayom to it. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, k'da omer be'elu dvar, so therefore you see from here that even if you make kiddush on wine in the daytime, there's an inyan to drink wine in the middle of the suda, it's kovad hayom. To drink more wine in the middle of the suda. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, k'da omer be'elu dvarim, shari hektar chalovim ve'ivarim, k'sherim kol alayu. Ve'en mantinim lohem b'shabas ad shetechshach, sh'nemer ola shabas b'shabato. Where do we learn Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita? That Shabbos, you makriv the Korban Tamid. Now, burning the Evarim on the Mizbeach doesn't have to be done during the day. It could be done all night. So why are you mechal Shabbos and burn them during the day, shave them till Motzei Shabbos and burn them Motzei Shabbos? But because chaviva mitzvah shaita, do the mitzvah, right, in its proper time, don't push it off. You could do them at night, but that's not the day of the carbon, that's like b'di'evit. So do it in the lechatchilas man, even to mechal Shabbos for it. So we learn from there this klal of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It's not zriza matim l'mitzvah. So when you have two different times for the mitzvah, one lechatchila, one b'di'evit, do it in the lechatchila time, not in the b'di'evit time. Okay, Mar says, "Umi amrinu chaviva mitzvah b'shaita." Legabi brachos, the Rashbam says, do we say this klal? Maybe it only applies to korbanos. Where do we see that you say it by brachos too? V'atanya hanichnas lebeis of a motzei Shabbos. Right, if you come home motzei Shabbos, mevorach al hayayin. So regular havdalah, you make yayin al hamor on the nair, the al habesamim, and then on the besamim. We said that's according to Beis Shammai, according to Yehuda, that the more comes before the besamim. The acher kach omer havdalah al hakos. And then you say Havdalah. And if you only have one kos, so meinicho ad lachar amazon, umeshalshin kulam lachar, then you don't say Havdalah right away. You push off Havdalah till after you eat, and you use one kos for Birkas Hamazon and for Havdalah. L'chore chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, why don't you say, forget about kos for Birkas Hamazon, make the Havdalah right away, so you'll be also mitzvah b'shaita. The law I'm reading chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Rashbam. Umi I'm reading gabi brocha chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Umeshalshin kulam la'achra. La'achra b'rcha samoza. Yayin ne'er b'samin v'havdola. K'beishamei alivet Rabbi Yehuda. V'hochi mefarshin v'kamei. The law I'm reading chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. The law ma'avdol mikmei mozun d'havishat v'havdola. The main time of havdola is before you eat. Right, that not after you eat. It's only b'di'evit, if you only have one kos, that you're allowed to eat before Havdalah. So that time of after the meal is a b'di'evit time for Havdalah. So we see over here that you're better to make the Havdalah in the b'di'evit time in order to be able to be yotzi the kos on Birkas Hamazon than to say it in the lechatchila time of chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So you see, you don't say chaviva mitzvah, same thing over here. Make kiddush in the b'di'evit time, the next day, in order to be Yotze, Kavod Hayom, too. Zimura says, no. Omer le, ano lo chakima ano, velo chazo ano, velo yichido ano, ela gamarna v'sadarna ano. V'chein morin bebemedrish or kavosi, I'm not a, what's it called, a chacham, nor am I a novi, nor am I a das yochid, or a yochid, somebody special, but I learned from my rebellion, right, and that's how they paskin. There's a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush you want to do as soon as possible to Makadosh the Shabbos when it comes in. So the real Lechatchila time is the earliest possible time. Therefore, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Therefore, if you have only one kos, you make Kiddush on it and you don't save it for the next day to be Yotze also Kavod Hayom. But Yule Yom Kol Kamad Mekad Minu Meyodim. When Shabbos comes in, it's better to mekadesh it as soon as possible. Mechavavinun lei. And that's chibub mitzvah b'shaita. Afuke yoma, but when Shabbos goes out, you don't want to rush it out. Right? Machrinun lei. Ki hechi delo behavi alon ketuna. So you try to push it off as much as possible. It shouldn't look as a burden. You're trying to get rid of Shabbos early. So therefore, we don't say chaviva mitzvah b'shaita to do it as early as possible if there's a reason to push it off. If there's no reason to push it off, so we do it the earliest time. But if there's a reason to push it off, a dafka to show, I'm doing this as early as possible, even though I'm losing out on the kosher Birkas Hamazon, it seems like you want to get rid of Shabbos. There we don't say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Okay. Lo Chakima Ana Lo Amino La Midatoi. I'm not telling you for my own dash. I'm such a big chacham. Loha de chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. I'm telling you this halacha of my own name. Velo chazo anoy magid. I'm not a magid or a novi. Velo aminu lo mishmei de gavri yachidor. I'm not saying it over in the name of a yachid. Ela gamarno anoy kach shamati b'yeshiva. I learned this from my rebbein. The sadarno anoy mesader shmuosai lefnei rabosai. I reviewed the shiurim of my rebbein in front of them. Kach meforesh rabbeinu Shlomo. That's what Rashi says. V'talmidei Rabbeinu Yitzchak Kosav Hachi Karsina. Lo Chakima V'lo Gamarno Ano Ela Mesardarno Ano. Different Girsa. I'm not a Chacham and not a Gamarno, but only a Mesardarno. The nearly Pirish Hadover Kedem. That's the Girsa, then it means the following. Lo Chakima Ano Lo Mamashomarti Miatmi. I'm not saying this in my own name, right? Mikavish V'holech Kol Hayom Kulam. Right, that I'm not saying this in my own name, that you make Kiddush all day. If you didn't make it at night, you make it all day. The Gamla Taritz Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito V'lo Gamar Nano Lo Lamariti Dover Zamir Rabosa B'Seder Kiddush. And that which I said, the answer, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito, I didn't learn from my Rebbein. El Sadar Nano Kol Sidrei Brochus Kiddush V'Avdola Nasati Lei Bohen Levaris Kulan. But I spent my time going through the Seder of all the Brachos and Kiddushim and Havdolos, and therefore I'm a Baki in this Inyan. So I'm telling you from my Bekiyas. Lo nisyashavti ad shomarati al ikrim v'al sidrim v'horos l'olam king. So therefore I'm telling you that I'm a Baki in this Inyan, and rely on me. Ilu yiyuma mechavavinim lei. When Shabbos comes in, there's an Inyan to do the mitzvah as early as possible. Should be able to, what's it called, to make Shabbos Kodesh as soon as it comes, as fast as possible. The Chaviva Mitzvah Shaito is Rizim Makdim LeMitzvah. Right? That's Legabe Ayule Yuma. But Afuke Yuma Kivon Havdolah, Machrinan Le Hechoda Ashkechon Shuma Alila Lachore. Stop to push it off, you know. Shabbos is over, you can make Havdolah. But if there's a reason why you have a choice to do it early or later, better to do it later. For instance, you have another mitzvah to do, Sfiras HaOmer. So it's better to do Sfiras HaOmer before Havdalah, in Shul at least, than Havdalah before Sfiras HaOmer. Because you don't want to look like you're trying to get rid of Shabbos early. So since there's a reason to decide which one comes first, do Havdalah later. But where there's no other reason, stand. Should you push off Havdalah to later, that we don't do. But when there's an alila, there's a reason why. Like over here, if you want to use this coast for Havdalah right away, you're not going to have a coast for Birkas HaMazon. So better to push it off till after the meal and use it for Birkas HaMazon. And we don't say better to do it early because Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, because making Shabbos go away early is not so great. It's better to officially say goodbye to the Shabbos later if there's a reason to do it. Like you go and hecha de ein lo el kosecha de machrin and layav lacher mazon. Okay. What? That's not havdalah al kosh. That's not the final havdalah. Okay. And there's no alila. There's no reason to push it up. You have to say shmoneh esrei first. So there's nothing to push it up. Okay. Shma mina miyon masnisin timnei. From this braisa, we hear eight things. Shma mino hamavdu b'tfila tzorosh yavdil alakos. Because most people daven Shmoneh Esrei. And still we say a person comes home, he has to make Havdalah. So you see that even if you make Havdalah in Shmoneh Esrei, you have to make Havdalah alakos. Ushma mino brocha tu nakos. Also, what's it called, benching, you have to bench alakos. Ushma mino kosho brocha tzoroshir. Right? If you only had one kos, right, mashma, that you had only one revius, and therefore you can't do both. Why not? If a bracha doesn't need a shear, if a kosher bracha, you can use any amount, so divide it into two, and you'll have two kosos. Must be that you need a revius, and you only have one revius. Ushmami noham avarech sarashitam. You have to drink from the kos. Because if you have one revius, say havdalah on it, don't drink anything and save it again to make benching on it. Must be that you have to drink something from the coast. Tosus holds you have to drink a mali lugmav. Others hold you have to drink a mashahu, but you have to drink something. So if you only have enough for one coast, you're not going to be able to do two things on that same coast. But if you didn't have to drink, then make havdalah, don't drink anything, and save the revius for benching too. So you hear from here, you have to taste from the coast. Ushma mina ta'amo pogmo. We'll see also from here that if you did taste from it, the coast becomes pogum. And you can't, what's it called, make benching on it. Because otherwise you could add some water to it. Or whatever, see. Otherwise you could, what's it called, you could take some off, make the bracha, or whatever. We'll see what the eight says. Because the chora, how even if Tama lo pogmo, once you taste it, there's not a shear anymore. We'll see one second what this raya is. Ushmami no toa mafte, that even though you ate, you can still make havdalah, because you're saving havdalah for after birkas hamazon. Mashmi, you're allowed to, in a case where you don't have more than one kosher, you can eat before havdalah and you still make havdalah. You don't wait to make havdalah the next day without eating. You can say benching and havdalah on one kosher. We also hear that the order of Havdalah is like Beishama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ma'or, the candle, comes before the Besame. Shema Mino, Hamavdu B'Tfila, Diktoni HaNichnas L'Beiso, V'Motzei Shabbos Mavdil. Afagav, Stam B'nei Yodim Mavdilim B'Tfila. Most people said Havdalah when they daven Shmon Esrei. And still, when you come home, you make Havdalah. Shema mina bracha tuna kos. Birkas hamazon needs a kos. Tosus has a shayla over here. What does that mean? Does it mean birkas hamazon needs a kos when you bench with a mezumin, or even when you bench biyachid? And he brings down a sheet that the Rivam, that even when you bench biyachid, you have to bench ala kos. We don't hold like that. We hold if you have three, you have to bench ala kos. And most people are noheg bizman hazeh not to bench ala kos except by a suda chashuva, like Shabbos, or if you have a minion, or something like that. But that's only because they didn't have wine. But where wine is available, you have wine readily available, especially grape juice, right, there's a minion, talk of the bench, even during the week, even with a mezumin, to bench ala kos. That's what I do, and that's what Mishavura says you should do. Right? It's only if you don't have wine available, it's too expensive, and you can't afford it, then you don't have to bench ala kos, except by, then the minig is not to bench ala kos, and to bench only by Yisuda Chashuva. But there is such a halach, it's such a daya that even one person who benches by himself has to bench ala kos. Every time you bench, you have to bench ala kos. He tells us an interesting shaila. He says, according to Rabban Gamliel holds that you have to bench for all shilas haminim. In other words, we hold that you only say ala michya or ala gethen. But Rabbi Gamliel holds you have to bench all three brachas. In other words, regular benching, whenever you eat anything that we would say ala michya or ala gethen or ala peresa. So he says, comes out of mudna thing. If you drink wine, so you have to bench now. Now if you hold, you have to bench ala kos, even with one person. When you finish benching, you have to make another brach on wine. Now you're going to have to bench again for that wine. And you have to bench ala kos. So ain ledover sof. You're going to be benching ala kos all day. Right? You'll never stop. Right? So he says that what's it called, that even according to him, they weren't misakin benching ala kos except by bread. Even though he holds you bench on all shivas haminim, but you don't bench, with a kos on the shivas haminim. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel. Okay. Ushma mina koshel bracha tzorach shir, revius luk. You need a revius. You don't need a shear, then split it into two. And Tosha says, when it says over here, ain't lo ela kos echad, it doesn't mean it only has one kli. That's why he can't split it into two. Right? It means that, what's it called, he doesn't have enough of a shear except for one kos. But Mistami's home in his house, he has other kalim, he has other glasses to pour this into. Ushmami no hamavorot tzorach shiito. Ohu, o echad min hashomim. Somebody has to drink from this kos. You can't make a brach ala kos and nobody drink from it. Ubishtias echad mehem yotzu kulam. And as long as one person drank, mole lugmav, everybody is yotze. Kida omer be'erevim, the perikoma arvim. The omer hosom, libre chalei velinche. Right? Why don't you make a brach and leave it? Gemara is talking about on Yom Kippur, right, by a bris, what do you do with the kos? Meshani hamavara sarashiitam. When you make a brach on a kos, yeah, somebody has to drink from it. The Gemara says, v'leis to the yanuka, give it to the baby. Where it says, "Less hilchas a kravacha by Yaakov, the osi lemisra," and the halach is not like Rav Yaakov that we're afraid that the baby, when he grows up, will know to drink on Yom Kippur because he drank on Yom Kippur then. Uviyom akipurim koi, ushmami no adam mevorat sarashit on lechatchila. Lechatchila, the person who made the bracha should drink, but if he doesn't, somebody has to drink. The imlo toam ki im echad mehem yotzu kulam idechovasa, avol ein mevorach malakosim lo yishte echad mimenu. If nobody's going to drink from it, you don't make it. That's not called a brach ala kos. Even if a baby drinks from it, it's okay. Here you see you have to drink from it. Because if you wouldn't have to drink from it, make havdala on it and then bench on it. And don't drink it and you have a solar reveal. The ilo toim le livrech ale trezimne. Havdala b'shaita b'lo shtia u'birkas ha-mozim b'shaita v'yishtu. U'shma mino to'amo pogmo l'birkas ha-mozim. Right? If you tasted from it already by havdala, then you can't use it again for birkas ha-mozim. Midlo mavdul b'reisha kodem achila. V'shose u'mishayir ha-mozir l'birkas ha-mozim. Right, from the fact that you, what's it called, that you don't make havdalah first, drink a little bit, and then leave the rest for birkas hamazon. Now, the chora, this doesn't make sense because we said you only have a dervias. So, either one or the other, you can't say. Right, you can't leave over what's left because what's left is less than a dervias. So, if we really learn you need a dervias, we don't see over here that tomo pogmo could be that no, you need a pagam. Right, so the Gemara is going to discuss that. Or the Gemara's holds, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara held there was a little bit more than one revius, but not two revius. So you could drink a little bit and still have a revius left for Birkas HaMazon. But you see, you need a shiur. You could otherwise just divide it up and you have two things. You don't have enough for two, but you have a little bit more than one. That's the pshat. Okay, so if you have a little bit more than one, drink of that little bit, have a revius left, but that's no good because it's pogum. We'll see one second, but there's ways of fixing up pogum. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Ushma minot to a mavdil. Apo pisha ochal, even though you ate already, mavdil. Velo yamtin ad lemocher kodem achila. And you don't make what's it called, you don't have to wait for havdalah till the next day before you eat. But even if you ate, you make havdalah that night. Lechatchil, you're not allowed to eat before havdalah. But if you don't have only one kos, then the diavad you can eat before havdalah. Later on, the Gemara says a mandi omer holds if you ate, you don't make havdalah anymore. Hacha lo garsin and tom eno mekadish because there's no shaychus over here. Okay. Ushmami na omrim beis kedushas al kos echad heichad lesle el kos echad ki hacha where you only have one kos, you can say two kedushas on it. I forgot the omer leil ein omrim beis kedushas al kos echad. We don't lechatchila. Mesak and two different kedushas on one coast. Hey, the less lay shani. You could imagine, like Mara said before, we don't have, so you make two kedushas on one coast. Ushma mina de shama hi avaliv Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar la'el ma'or v'yachak ha'besamin. First, you make a brach on the candle and then the besamin. Not like Beisilil hold, you make the brach on the besamin and then the candle. Yil Beisilil bereisha besam v'yachak mor. V'halekal ameimur Rab Meir v'aliv de Beisilil. To the Amar la'el. Why don't we say it's Reb Meir according to Beis Hillel? Why Reb Yehuda according to Beis Shama? Since it says that you do them all after Birkas HaMazon, Man Shamasle de Isle Haisvara, the Mazon Bereisha, who's the one who holds that you make first Birkas HaMazon and then Havdalah? Rabbi Yehuda, k'damar le'el, Rabbi Yehuda omer lo nechleku beisham beisila al mazon shebetchila ve'al habdala shebetol. Right? That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we're talking already according to Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be Rabbi Yehuda according to Beishamai. Can't be Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir holds you don't make birkas hamazon basop bechatchila. Am Rabbi Yehuda hiva libe beishamai. Ilu Rabbi Meir mitoner le mishal shum achram mazon lidei mor bereisha bein le beisham bein beisila ve'lo mazon k'damar le'el zudir Rabbi Meir. So it has to be Rabbi Yehuda according to Beis Shammai. Okay. Tosfos also asked, what's it called? There's ways of drinking from this coast without, what's it called, making it pogum. Take a little bit out with your finger. Don't drink it directly from the coast. So from here, they say that you have to drink from the coast itself, a coast of Revius, in order to be considered te'ima. You can't pour it into something else or whatever. You have to drink from the kos itself. One second. There's something over here. The what's it called? So some say that what's it called, you can metaken it by pouring a little more wine into it. So then they ask on the Gemara, why don't you pour a little wine into another kos, hold it on the side. What you have, the revius, make the bracha, drink a little bit, and then pour that wine back into the kos, and you'll fix up the pagam. They say, no, in order to fix up the pagam, you have to pour from a revius. Pour a little bit of wine, but that wine has to come from a revius, so it doesn't help to pour it out. And one of the Rishonim says that that's not an Eitzah, because if you pour some wine out of the kos first, it's a zilzul to the what's it called. You made a bruch on a kos, you're going to pour some wine out, even though you're going to pour it back, that's a zilzul. Right? According to that, if you make kiddush, right, you have to drink from the kos immediately, not pour it out into another kos. Right? And if you do pour it out to another kos, which kos do you drink from? Right? But I want to say it's a different thing. That's where you're not going to drink it for kiddush. Then it's a zilzul to pour it out into another kos. But if I made a bruch on this kos, and ultimately everybody's going to drink from this kos for kiddush, except people don't like to drink from something people drank from. So my minig is therefore to pour out wine, to drink from the kos, and to use the other kos to give out to people to drink. This way nobody drank from that. People would get disgusted today if they drink from somebody else, what somebody else drank. So the chora, how can you pour out first and not drink from the first thing? But since everybody's drinking for kiddush, and everybody's yotzi is no nafkamina. What he's talking about is where you're going to use that original wine not for what you made the bracha. You use it for something else. Then it's a zilzul to pour that out. But if you're pouring it out for the same kiddush, then it's not a zilzul. Okay, and the others hold you can even pour water into the kos to make it not pogum. So why did the Gemara say that? Drink a little bit, pour some water in. So they said it's talking in a case where the wine was already diluted. So if you pour more water in, it's not going to be wine anymore. So it's talking even in such a case, therefore there's no way of fixing up the... and there's another eight, some hold, that doesn't help. You can't pour water or wine into the kos to fix up the begima. You have to pour the wine back into the bottle. Why? Because if you pour wine into the kos, the wine you put in becomes pogel. Because it's buckled into the coast. That's what some shittas are showing him is. That doesn't help pagima. Because kama buckle. Others hold you don't say kama buckle, right, to fix up the pagima. That's it's only a chumra bialma, and therefore if you put in wine in, it's okay. It doesn't become buckled. Right? But there were those who hold that you can't fix up the pagima by pouring wine, so you have to pour it back into the bottle. And mice, you only have a revius. There's no bottle to pour it back into, so that's finished. There's no way of fixing up the pagam. The kash is only according to those sheet as it holds. You can fix up the pagam by pouring a little wine more into the kos that was pogum. But you have to pour it back to the bottle. There's no kash. And our minig is, the minig usually is to pour a little bit and then pour it back into the bottle. Both of them. To fix up the pagima by pouring some in and then pouring it back into the bottle.